Thank you, Pastor. I just want to say I appreciate having this opportunity again. If you could all turn with me to Matthew chapter 25, we're going to read from verse 14 to 30. So today many Christians miss the opportunities to truly minister to the Lord using the talents that He has given us. We miss these opportunities when we doubt our own abilities. I do not believe that we intend on doing this, and often we have good intentions to live and serve humbly, but so many times fear and apathy get in our way. God gives us so many opportunities to serve others and Himself, but so often we choose to do our own will instead of His. In the book of Matthew, Jesus relates a parable of how we as Christians should be stewards of the talents that He has given us, and how we should and how to be successful using these talents. So from verse 14 to 30, I will read. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into the far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them another 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged it into the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents, behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gain and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money in the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray quick. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just want to thank you for this parable, Lord. Just how we can utilize the gifts that you give us, God. Help us to come home, Lord, with something from this message, Lord. And in your name, amen. So it is believed that the master mentioned in this parable is a very wealthy man that entrusted each servant with a lot of money. The master left for a long journey, and no one knew when he would return. Christ was relaying this parable to his disciples as a picture of what was to happen to him and also to them after he would leave them upon his death. It is also to us as Christians, we have been given talents to use for Christ while we are here on earth. We don't know when Christ will return and when we will stand before him and answer and give an account of what we have done with the talents that he has given to us. I want to look at 5 points concerning working for the Lord and being successful, doing his work in relation to the parable that Christ related to his disciples. Number one. If I could get someone to look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. So number one, success is a product of our hard work. So we see that Adam was placed in the garden to work it and care for it. He was also given the job to name every animal in the garden. He was not placed in the garden to just relax. Similarly, we are not here on the earth to just simply live our life to our own personal enjoyment. We are here for a purpose, to share Christ's message and bring glory to God in everything that we do. We do this by using the talents that God saw fit to give us. In this passage, we see that the first two servants knew their master and what he would expect of them. They diligently worked to please their master. They both were successful and able to double their profits. In verse 20 to 23, we see that the servants did have to answer to their master upon his return, just as we will have to answer to God on his return. They were both rewarded for their faithfulness. Number two, God gives us everything we need for what he has called us to do. So a talent is estimated to be worth around $1 million for today in our currency. We might have felt sorry for the servant that was only given one talent, but in fact, he received a very large sum of money. He was given more than enough to fulfill his master's will, just as the master expected his servants to do more with what they were given. God expects us to do the same with the talents that he has given to us. The servants were given enough to accomplish this, and so are we. In Philippians 4:19, if I could get someone to look that up quickly. So this verse does not say that God will supply all our wants, but he will supply all of our needs that is necessary for his glory. We also need to understand that God gives us what we need to do his will. However, we need to actually do the work. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, if I could get someone to look that up. So good works are defined simply as pleasing to God. We are able to be faithful unto good works by bringing forth fruit that is pleasing to God. And all of that is possible and because of our relationship with Christ. As Christians, we should want to please him. So number three, we all have different abilities. In the parable of the talents, we see that each servant was given a different amount according to his ability. God chooses different people for different services throughout the Bible. In 1 Peter 4:10, if I could get someone to look that up. And in 1 Corinthians 12:4-6, I can read that one. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And the diversities of operations, but is the same God which worketh all in all. So likewise, the master in the parable that we are looking at, entrusted each servant with what he thought they were capable of. The servants with 2 and 5 talents each doubled with what they started with. They both had to work hard to do that, and both received the exact same reward, regardless of the fact that one had made 6 more talents more than the other. Their reward was not based on the amount of success that they had brought in money-wise, but rather than the success of their true humble efforts on behalf of their master. Likewise, we as Christians will not receive rewards when we stand before the Lord based on how successful we are in leading people to the Lord or in giving money to the church or in any other good deeds we have done. It's less about our success rates and more about our humility and our heart's intentions. We have all heard that not every witnessing opportunity or faithful prayer will result in success, but we must take every opportunity to share and pray for salvation. Some plant the seeds and others will reap the harvest. So what we think might have been a failed attempt at witnessing to someone might have just been planting of seeds so that someone could later down the road harvest the fruits. So number four, we work for the Lord and not ourselves. The money that was given to the servants was not their own. The money that they earned was not their own either. The servants are only stewards of the master's investments. It's the quality of the stewardship that is to be measured. We need to try and maximize our talents, not for our own purpose, but rather to bring honor to God. In Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 23 to 24, if I could get someone to look that up quick. So we should never seek out opportunities that will show, that will only showcase how great we are, or so that others can see and praise us for our faithfulness. We should seek to serve Him in humbleness and of a pure heart. For me personally, I am not much of a public speaker, and I get kind of a little nervous, in case you didn't notice. But I truly believe that God can use me in ways that I could never imagine. We just need to remember that we are here for a short time to serve God and not ourselves. No matter how uncomfortable we might get, in John 9, verse 4, it says that I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Number 5, we will be held accountable. We all know that we don't work for our salvation. Our good works do not save us. In Titus 3, verse 5, the Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. The servant who buried his talent didn't waste the money, but he wasted his opportunity. Because of this, he was judged wicked and lazy. How many times have we messed up a very obvious opportunity to share the gospel or stand up for the Lord in our everyday lives? We so often miss the opportunities to share what the Lord has done for us. We are responsible for what we do. We are responsible for what we do for God with what we have been given. One day, what we hear from the Lord when we are standing in front of Him is up to us. The basis of our reward will be our stewardship of the resources that the Lord has entrusted us with. And those who fear and do not believe will be rejected and judged. So to recap, we have to do the work and not be lazy. Number 2, we have everything that we need to do the work that God has called us to do. Number 3, we all have different abilities and are given different responsibilities. Number 4, we all work for the Lord and not ourselves. Number 5, we will all be held accountable and will give an answer for the work that we did or did not do. So in closing, what kind of servant are you? Are you willing and desiring to use the gift that God has given you despite how big or how small? Are you like the first two servants? Are you using the talents to bring God glory to God and honor to our God? Or are you squandering your faith and talents for yourself and for your own selfish motives? Let's purpose to not waste the opportunities to be productive for Christ with what He has given us, and that it's not the number of successes that we see, but the humble heart effort that we put forth to our Lord, never missing an opportunity that He presents with us. And let's remember that God's always looking at our hearts.